Here this day, we're still in the theme, a time to build. We haven't stopped building. I believe the best building is being built right now, and that's you and I in our very homes. The temple, the true temple of God, which is you and I. There's still work being done in the church with the media, with the cameras, with the lighting. We haven't stopped. So I challenge you here this day not to stop. As the song says, the Lord is always working. He never stops working. So if the Lord never stops working, we shouldn't stop working, amen? It's a good time to build. See, here's where the true men of God and women of God continue to go forward and build the kingdom of God. Because we know the kingdom of God can't be stopped by any circumstance whatsoever. Amen? The title of this morning's message is A Time to Build Off the Main Road. A Time to Build Off the Main Road. If you're tuned in here this morning, somewhere from the great city of Milwaukee, we welcome you, amen. Before I came up, I looked, there's some people from California listening to the message right now. We welcome you. I believe there's some people from Texas listening right now as well. Who knows where else? A couple of weeks ago, there was people from Africa listening, tuning in to the message, amen? So wherever you're from, wherever you're at, here in this beautiful Sunday morning, we welcome you to Victor Outreach Milwaukee celebration service here this morning. Once again, the title of the message is A Time to Build Off the Main Road. I'm going to be sharing one verse today. I'm going to keep things really simple, amen, that we would, one, be able to retain it, amen, and two, be able to apply God's word, amen. In the book of Exodus, we pick up where the Israelites were coming out of Egypt, amen. They were coming out of Egypt. They have been in this place for over 400 years. And right now, through what's taking place, the enemy is trying to make it look like he's putting us all back in Egypt because the church has been closed. And the only place left available is Egypt. But that's not a truth here this morning. We might feel limited, but we serve a God that is not limited. So here, God, through the leadership of Moses, would be leading the people out of Egypt. And I believe some of you that are believers, through the circumstances at hand, have allowed your thinking to bring you to a place of captivity. A place where you feel your hands are tied. And there's nothing you can do to the situation that is taking place in your life, in your marriage, with your family, children, ministry, the call of God upon your life. And even though God was using the great man of God called Moses, it was truly God that was leading the way. So as we go to scripture here this beautiful Sunday morning, found in Exodus chapter 13, verse 17, the Bible reads, when Pharaoh finally let the people go, God did not lead them. You see, he was using Moses, but God was leading. The Bible goes on to say God did not lead them along the main road. It was taking them another way. Doing things new, doing things fresh. Something new was taking place, leaving Egypt. See, whenever God leads a man or a woman out of Egypt, he will be doing something new. Something you and I have never seen before, experienced before. And just because it's something new does not mean it's not from God. And just because we're encountering times as we've never seen before does not mean that our God, our Savior, is stuck and don't know what to do next. He's leading right now. As I speak his very words. So the Bible says that God did not lead them along the main road that runs through Philistine territory, even though that was the shortest route to the promised land. God said, if the people are faced with a battle, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. Give you all the glory and all the honor. We thank you by faith in what you're doing that is new. We pray that you lead us here this day as you did Moses and the 2 to 3 million people that were your people being led out of bondage, out of Egypt, in the wilderness on the way to the promised land, which you had for your people. I pray here this day, Lord, that within that home, Lord Father God, you bring a focus right now. You bring a reverence right now. That every man, woman, or youth member may closely follow along what you want to say to the homes here this day. In your precious name we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen. The Bible records that when Pharaoh finally let the people go, God did not lead them along the main road that runs through Philistine territory. The main road. To me, every road is created to take you somewhere. Every road here in Milwaukee, though there's many of them, they all take you somewhere. They all have a destination. GPS, if you're trying to get to the church, might say make a left, make a right on 60th, make a left on 61st, and it'll give you many roads to take to get to the church, the destination. Roads are very powerful because they bring direction. They bring somebody's address. They bring your mail. The post, the mailman has to learn the whole city routes. He needs to learn the roads of the city in order to get your mail to you. The cops need to learn all the roads to become a police officer, amen. So when you're doing something wrong at your house, they know how to get there. When you go shopping, if you've never been to a certain place, you got to take several roads before you get to that destination, roads are powerful. They'll take you somewhere. And here God was staying away from the main road. His people were freshly coming out of Egypt with the Egypt mentality, with the bondage mentality, even though they had been set free. God kept them from the main road. And I believe some of you are on the main road here this morning, which represents doing the same thing over and over. Whether it's something negative or taking the main road, doing something positive and never growing from there. I believe we're living in a times where the Lord is wanting to remove his people from the main road. And he's trying to bring change to our lives. Because he has a purpose for your life and my life. And the road that we're taking today needs to be the right road. And it needs to be a road that God is leading us in taking. Roads are very powerful. How many know if you take a wrong road, you will not only not reach your destination, but you will become lost? Have you ever made a few wrong turns, even with the GPS speaking to you, and say, I'm lost, I don't know where I'm at? Because a few wrong turns were taken that were not correct, which allowed you not only to reach, not be able to reach your destination, but to be lost. And if some of you are like me, how many of you took so many wrong roads to the point of not only becoming lost, but becoming lost and bound? Ended up in Egypt. This morning, it's important what road you are on. That's if you want to get to where God wants to use you. God has a destination for each and every one of you all. He has a promised land for each and every one of you all. He has an assignment for each and every one of you all. But you're going to have to be on the right road, not the main road that everybody's taking, the main road of religion, but the right road. But Pastor, everybody else is doing it. But God's got a plan for your life. And there's a destination that he's trying to get you to be able to use your life. In the first part of verse 17 there, the Bible reads that God did not lead them by the main road. Why? The Bible goes on to say that God did not lead them along the main road that runs through Philistine territory. Why didn't he lead them through the main road? The main road would take them right through the enemy's camp, right through the enemy's stomping grounds. How many have ever seen a Christian get stomped on by the enemy that has taken a wrong road? It's called the stomping grounds. We used to say, I kick it on such address. That's, That's my stomping grounds. No, that's where the enemy was stomping on you. God did not lead them along the main road. Why? It ran through the Philistine territory. Even though it was the shortest way. How many like taking shortcuts? We all do. We all do. It's the quickest way, I put here. It's what looks like the easiest way. The easiest way. And the second part there of verse 17, the Bible says, God said, if the people are faced with a battle, right? Because if he would have put them on the main road, they would have had to battle with the Philistine army. Amen? And God goes on to say that if the people are faced with a battle, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. It's important what road you're on here this Sunday morning. It's important who's leading you this Sunday morning. I put here, God will never lead you to a battle that you are not ready for. They were freshly coming out of bondage. Though they were saved, they still had a prison mentality, a slavery mentality, a certain way of doing things all their life. And God knew that he could not send them through the main road that would go through Philistine territory where they would have to fight. God will never lead you to a battle that you are not ready for. I want everybody listening here this morning. Many go back to Egypt by taking a road, a shortcut, that leads them to a battle they were not ready for. It's important to follow your leader. It's important not to get ahead of your leader thinking you know more than your leader. It's important not to fall too far behind, to not be able to be watch of your leader, to learn the way of the Lord. Many go back to Egypt by taking a road, a shortcut, that leads them to a battle that they are not ready for. I place here in my notes this morning, the road back to Egypt rarely comes through addiction. The road back to Egypt rarely comes through addiction. Addiction is something that we just see a person do, the last thing we see a person doing. So we say that person backslid because of crack or heroin, alcohol, all the above. And we blame addiction for it. The road back to Egypt rarely comes through addiction. But there's always a route that allows one to take, once again, the main road back to Egypt. It rarely is addiction why somebody backslides. But the enemy will use a job, money, the opposite sex, education. He'll use good things, things that are legal, and getting you back on the main road, which I want to call here this day the wide road, that many are on. There's a flow on the main road. It looks like they got it going on. The main road at times, because there's so many people upon it, can convince you that it's the right road to take. The Lord also wants to use finances, the opposite sex, a job, education, because we all need these things taking place within our life. I placed here that the enemy will use areas that are not bad. They're things that we all desire. Thing God desires for us as well. We all need these areas within our life. But what you need to learn here this Sunday morning is that the work of the enemy is for you to take them before you are ready for them. I always teach my leaders time and place. There's a time and a place for everything. The Bible says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. But if you're trying to get a wife before your timing, or God's timing, should I say, it could become a leaky faucet. Because the Bible also records about the leaky faucet. The Bible speaks in Genesis 1:20, then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. He wants you to have finances and greater finances. Amen? But sometimes we want these finances before their time. And it can take you back to Egypt. Guys in the rehab, midway through the program, almost done with the program. They never worked before, but all of a sudden they leave because they need to go work and provide for their family. That is called the main road. Is this something they need to do? Yes. Upon completing the home, upon God's timing, they need that. The family needs it. But when it's done prematurely, the majority will go back to Egypt because the time is not right. I believe we're living in a time where God is wanting to lead us like never before, in spirit and in truth. When you're being led in spirit and in truth, time and place will be right within your life. It's hard to get the timing of God within your life when you're not walking on the right road. When you're not walking in spirit and in truth. It's important here this Sunday morning what road you're taking. If you want God to do something new and something fresh this morning, this day within your life, how many right there in your homes are needing God to do something new, something fresh. You see, you can be led of God here this day and should still be desiring God to do something new, because when God is leading, He will always take you from glory to glory and always be doing something new in your life, no matter how many years you have been saved. He's wanting to do something new. You're saying, God, help me. I'm stuck. God, help me. He say, you want me to do something new? And you say, yes, I want you to do something new in my life. I'm tired of the life I'm living. He says, well, you're going to have to follow me, because I'm going to get you off the main road. You got to get off the main road. And you got to allow me to lead your life. If you want God to do something new, something fresh, you got to get off the main road. You got to stop doing what everybody else is doing. You got to be careful who you hang out with. That may be leading you away from the church, away from a time to build the kingdom of God. In the second part of verse 17, the Bible reads, God said, it wasn't Moses, it's not Pastor Charlie here this day, but God said, if the people are faced with a battle, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. I placed in my notes here this morning, the main road of the enemy has a way of changing minds in fulfilling God's plan for your life. Some of you are wanting to do what the world is doing right now. You're wanting that wife, you're wanting that husband, you're wanting that better job, you're tired of the job you're at right now. But God is saying, you want me to trust you, you want me to give you a better job, but you haven't learned the 101 principles of tithes and offerings. The main road of the enemy has a way of changing minds and fulfilling God's plan for your life. God knew that He had to take them another way. He knew He couldn't take them through the main road, even though it was the shortest route to the promised land. He knew there was things that needed to be worked out of their life in order for Him to implement and deposit things of Him within their lives, so they could reach a place in their life by being led of God through the wilderness. See, in the wilderness, there will never be a main road. In the wilderness, there will never be an easy way. It's pioneering. Pioneering simply means doing something, being the first one to do something. Doing something that has never, ever been done before. I don't know about you, but I want God to use my life. I want Him to do something in my life that has never been done in my life before. Not only for me and my family and for the church, but I want God to do something that He's never done in His life, in my life before. For I can help the lost and bound through the wilderness. For I can guide men and women and youth and how getting to the promised land and the destiny. Nation by being led of God, not the main road that will take you through the Philistine stomping grounds. Do you want God doing something new? You're going to have to get off that road you're on. As the saying says, if you keep doing the same thing, don't expect different outcome. But if you do something different is going to come about. I really believe the Lord is doing a work right now and wanting to lead your life right now like never before. But too many of us have gotten complacent, have gotten comfortable. I believe in the first week of the closing of the churches, you were watching TV, Facebook, because it was something new. And some of you already are getting real relaxed in your house now. And religion is already creeping in once again. Some of you are walking around your house right now. When God, not Siri, but God is telling you what road to get on. What road to get off of. Siri's smart. Siri has a lot of answers. But Siri cannot lead you through the wilderness. Ask Siri right now. If you want to get off Facebook right now, go ahead. I give you permission. Say, Siri, how do I get to the promised land? And you'll get a little thing that will come up that says, this information cannot be found. Because God is the only one. The person of the Holy Spirit is the only one that knows the way to the promised land. I can only take you so far. And that's why today's a good day to get off the main road and to say, I want God to do something new in my life. I'm going to have to stop doing what I've been doing. Because God wants us not only to be on the right road, but He wants to use us on the right road. The road you're on determines your destination. The road you're on determines your destination. You can't be going the wrong way, doing the wrong things, and fulfill God's plan for your life. It's impossible. You can't be on the wrong road, doing the wrong things, and being able to fulfill God's plan for your life. It's impossible. But you can be on the wrong road, doing the wrong things, and fulfill the enemy's plan. That's how important it is on what road you're on this morning. I put here, you will never get there. You can't be on the wrong road doing the wrong things and fulfill God's plan. You'll never get there. You'll never get to the place where God wants to use you, your promised land. It's impossible. 10-20 years will pass by and you'll still be looking for God when God was never lost. You were just looking for Him in the wrong places off of the wrong road. Sometimes we've been to a place only once or twice, and we remember a few landmarks in the back of our subconscious. Me and my wife went to the granite place the other day to order some granite rock, and we took the GPS there because we've never been there before, and we got there. The road that took us there was through the country, and it was beautiful. There was pigs off the road. I wanted to go ask some question about some pigs. So we agreed that let's take that same road back for we can ask questions with that farmer right there. So, but Because we knew how to get back as we took the GPS on the way to the Granite Place. On the way back, we didn't use the GPS. And in the beginning, we're on the right road. You know, there was landmarks that we were seeing, but then all of a sudden, halfway through the trip of cruising through the country with the love of my life, all of a sudden we started saying, I don't remember that building. What did we do? We turned the MapQuest back on. We knew we were going the wrong way when the surroundings and landmarks were not the same ones on going through the first time. And I believe the Lord is showing someone here this day. You see, when you're on the wrong road, you ain't going to see the things of God. You ain't going to see what God wants to show you. When you're on the wrong road and people are speaking to you, you ain't going to be able to hear what God is saying because the person speaking to you is on the wrong road along with you. It's important if you want to get to your destination and answering the call of God that you be on the right road. And that God be leading your life. I put there, you will never get there. Ecclesiastes says it's like chasing the wind. I want to finish off with a quote. I'm finishing early today. Amen. Some of you say, well, how come you need pretty short messages when we were in the church, Pastor? Amen. Because I wasn't thrown off looking at your faces falling asleep. Amen. All I'm looking at now is a camera. Amen. I don't know what you're doing in your house right now as I'm giving the word. I don't know what billboard sign is passing you up right now. I finished off with the quote. It's not what you are that holds you back. It's not what you are that holds you back. It's what you think you are not. It's what you think you are not. I'll say it one more time because I know some of you all are taking notes out there, right? Quote. It's not what you are that holds you back. It's what you think you are not. I want to encourage you here this day that the road you're on also allows you to think a certain way. The road you're on will allow you to think a certain way. When you're on the right road, you have a way of thinking correctly. You have a way of thinking what God is doing, what God wants to do. But when you're on the wrong road, that also has a certain way of allowing a man or a woman to think. And God knew that if he would take them the shortest route. See, some of you are wanting God to take you out of something right now. But he's saying, I got to leave you there a little bit longer. God knew that they were not ready to take the shortest route to the promised land. As much as he wanted to send them the shortest route, he knew along the way the Philistine army was waiting on them. So he sent them away where they were not expecting them to come. See, too many times when you do things the wrong way, enough of the times, the enemy already knows what you're going to do. It's not what you are that holds you back. It's what you think you are not. I want to let you know here this Sunday morning that you are a man of God. You are a woman of God. I want to let you know here this Sunday morning that we're living in great times. We're living in great times. We're living in great times right now to be led of God. God foresaw everything that is taking place right now in your living room, within your life, within your thinking. So he has a way to lead you. But he ain't going to take you the easy route. I was speaking to a few of the men where they're working at the ranch yesterday at the house. And it blows my mind. I said, I never took the shortcuts in ministry now for 23 years. And to be able to be working at the farm, the ranch, or whatever, I look at the 6 acres and just get blown away. And I told one of the brothers in the home, I said, as beautiful as this is, it did not come by taking the main road, the easy way, the shortcut. I've lived with the rehab for 23 years now. But look at what the leading of God and getting off of the main road has brought in my life, my family, grandpa, the church, because we're going to be having big parties out there. My hands are all sliced up, cut up right now from working. Amen. I never saw this one coming. But because I didn't take the shortcut, I didn't have to fight a battle that I was not ready for. And that's why I'm here before you 23 years later still preaching the gospel in very darkened and hardened times. Because when the temptation of the enemy came, that was easier, quicker, I didn't do it. Because my life is so grateful for what the Lord did when I was in Egypt, that no one could take me out of. No one had the capability, the capacity to remove me from Egypt. If God has that power to remove you from Egypt, he has that power to take you in the promised land. But you're going to have to follow his lead here this day. Too many taking shortcuts. And every shortcut has a destination. You might get there a little quicker, but it ain't where God wants you. You'll find yourself once again lost and bound if you're not careful. But even Siri, even MapQuest, when you make a left or a wrong turn, even a machine, a satellite, is able to will be able to get you back on the right road. Redirect. See, God is wanting to redirect some men and women right now. Even a machine has a capability. If you make a wrong turn, it'll say, you know, make a left, make a right, and it'll redirect you back to the right road. And that's what the Lord is wanting to do here this day through his grace and mercy. He's wanting to redirect you. Siri may have the power to redirect you to get to the right place, eating place, but it doesn't have the power capacity to redirect you to the promised land, to heaven. I believe someone here this day needs to be redirected. And once again, following the ways of God, the one that was able to do what nobody could do in taking us and removing us from Egypt. I believe he's wanting to redirect some people off the main road to get back upon his leading so that you can get back to your destination that God has called you to reach and to be used of God. There's men right now that are being made to preach the gospel right now. You're going to have to learn the wilderness route. You're going to have to learn how to follow the leader in order for one day to lead someone else. There's ministers being built up right now. There's some that are not even knowing that they're going to be ministers and take a city one day. As I speak right now, through God's grace and mercy, is simply redirecting people's lives. The way I get redirected every day is by prayer. I had a message yesterday, kind of halfway together. This morning I woke up early and the Lord gave me a fresh word. He redirected the message that I tried to put together when I was really tired. I woke up fresh, the things of the Lord, and he gave me fresh direction to give to you here this day as the praise and worship team makes their way. Let the Lord redirect your life. Some of you are about to make a turn that is not from the Lord. Some of you are about to make a turn, be redirected this morning, that is from the Lord. The Lord loves you. He loves you. And if you find yourself on that main road, the wrong road, the wide road here this day, his love is able to redirect you here this day, to get you back to the place so you can start recognizing the scenery on the right road once again, saying, this is what I used to do. This is what I used to do when I was being led of God, being used of God. It'll all start coming back to you. And he'll let you know when your life has been redirected and you're back on the right road, the narrow road. Amen? Whatever the worship song may be. I'm going to make an altar call right there in your living room here this day. Some of you need to stand and raise your hands to the Lord. Some of you need a bow. Some of you need to kneel and repent before the Lord.
Give myself away.
And once again, give yourself away to be led of the Lord. He needs to get you to that right destination, for he can use you.
Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Allow the Lord to redirect you here this day.
Oh,